La banda británica Yumi at Six está de regreso con el sencillo Back Again, tras presentarnos un par de canciones de lo que será su sexto álbum en estudio, que saldrá en octubre. Y para conversar al respecto tenemos en la línea telefónica a Chris, guitarrista de Yumi at Six. Hello, Chris.
How's it going?
Everything great. Where are you right now?
I'm at home in England, just near London.
Oh, enjoying the end of the summer?
Yeah, it's actually a really nice day today. We got lucky.
Okay.
Lucky weather.
Still nice weather.
Yeah.
Great, Chris. So, you have a new song called Back Again, correct?
Yeah, that's a brand new single.
It's a very different single, not just about the songs of this album you have released, but your previous work. It's a new sound of the band.
It is, yeah. We really wanted to go for a nice summery vibe and a really good feel-good song about bouncing back in sort of just a new era for the band, really. So I think we've done that in creating a new sound, and we're really happy with it, and everyone seems to be enjoying it.
It's interesting that you need to find this new sound, because you have 5 records, you have touring a lot, you have visited maybe all over the world playing your music. It's a new era for Yumi at Six?
Yeah, I'd say it definitely is a new era. I think we, with this album and writing the album, we really didn't put a stop to anything. We were, no matter what coming out, like, we weren't trying to be specific to one genre. We were just really just being creative and going for anything that was possible. So for us, it was nice just to feel free and have the freedom to not sort of pigeonhole ourselves. We wanted to just be an all-round band. We like all kinds of music. So for us, it was really, really fun and creative to do all these different sounds. And when the album drops, everyone will get to hear a nice variety of different sounds. So it's really cool.
Chris, what can you tell us about the creative process of making Six?
Sure. So this album, it was really important to us that we wanted to go back to sort of the old ways of how we were recording. Our past few albums, we'd gone out to America, and like the last two we've done in America. So for us, we really thought it was important that we made this album back in England in the UK. So we managed to find a studio, and a guy called Dan Austin, who is a great producer and engineer, who we'd actually worked with previously on a song called The Swarm, and that was a few years ago, so we already sort of had a small relationship, but we did sort of a couple of test sessions with him, and really, really loved his style and sound, and he just felt really energetic, and he was really into the songs as much as we were. He always felt like a big member of the band for us, so it was just a brilliant, brilliant experience, and I think it really captures sort of us sort of bouncing back and being happy and colourful and the new mood of everything. I really feel like it is a new era for us, like you said.
Exactly. It's very important that the people you work with in a new record can feel your new vibe, can understand the new way of your sound.
Yeah, it's extremely important for us. And we've done records in the past where we feel like that we weren't gelling as well as we could have, whereas Dan Austin, to us, was, like I said, a sick member of the band, and I really felt that it was just a really easy process. There was no stress, and there was no sort of writer's block. We just had so many ideas that kept coming out, and even finishing songs in the studio, because so confident in some small ideas that we had, we wanted to sort of leave it to play around with them, to deal with Dan, to see how we could create new sounds and really push the boundaries of what we've done before. And I think when the album comes out, people will really understand that we're not just a rock band, we're not just a pop band, we could be whatever we want to be, and I don't think in 2018 you should have any boundaries of what you're doing with music. I mean, there's lots of rappers that will collaborate with loads of people all the time, and pop stars will collaborate, so I think in the rock world everyone should feel a bit more freer and a bit more excited to sort of do whatever they want, really.
Yes, nowadays there's less labels for the music than 20, 30 years ago. It's very important that we understand the music as just that, music.
Exactly, yeah. I think music shouldn't have a label, and I think as musicians and creatives and artists, I think you should be able to be free and do what you want to do. I mean, it's the era of so many people sort of expressing themselves in so many different ways, and that freedom really is open to everyone. I think for us, it wasn't a selfish thing, like just doing what we wanted to do. It was being like, these are all the best bits of Unit 6 and all the best things that have happened over the last 5 albums, but we're just pushing them a little bit further every time. And I think we just really weren't scared. We wanted to make people talk and make people wonder why we had done this, or sort of give something for people to talk about. If we wrote the same song over and over again every time, then there'd be nothing to talk about, you know. So for us, it's just a really nice thing to sort of push ourselves as artists every time.
Yes, Chris, and there will be a new fan with your new record that haven't heard your previous material. It's interesting how these new ways to find music, to understand music, gives you new fans at very different ages.
I think for us, like, finding music and discovering music is so easy now, whereas when we were younger, it was sort of, you had to go to the shops and buy a CD, and I'd often pick albums in the stores being influenced by the front covers and things like that, or it'd be a recommendation for fans of. So I think for now, like, it's great that people have the chance to discover music so freely and easily.
The fact that we can have like 40 million songs in our hand, in our mobile, it's more democratic for the music. It's a challenge for the creator.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, these days, like you said, having so much choice and so much option, people are more likely to skip if they don't like something immediately. So it's definitely a challenge, and I think there's good and bad points with it. Like you said, you can get lost in between all the new music that's coming out. But then at the same time, it gives writers and other smaller musicians a chance to upload their music straight to the internet or Spotify or YouTube or whatever it may be. And without having a big record deal, you can go out there and really, really be a musician. And I think the internet was one of the first things that really sparked interest in our band, because back in the day when we were releasing songs onto MySpace and things like that, we were using our amount of listens and plays and views and friends on MySpace to book shows, and without a record label. So yeah, it's really, really good in the grand scheme of things. But at some point they need to make it maybe a little fairer for musicians. But as long as people are hearing our music and talking about it, that's why we do it. So that's all we're bothered about. We just want people to hear the songs.
So, Chris, you're going to release 6 on October 4, right? Sorry, October 5.
October 5th, I believe, yeah. It might be.
We're
really excited.
Yes, October 5, you release your new album. Now we can hear Back Again. It's on digital platforms.
Yep, all digital platforms. You can get it on Spotify, Apple Music. We've just finished filming a video for it, so that'll be up in the next couple of weeks. But you can find that on YouTube. And just give it a spin and let us know what you think online.
And Chris, when you will come to Mexico?
Hopefully, we'd love to come back as soon as possible. We played the end of last year, and that was our first time in Mexico, and we had a really, really great time. So as soon as we can get another booking or put something together, we'll be out there as soon as we possibly can, because we had a great time.
Great. Chris, thank you so much for this chat. Looking forward to listen the whole album, and looking forward to see you here in Mexico.
Hell yeah. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoy it.